Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. And
hey, what happened to the techno music you used to have on the show?
That's Devin's. I was just trying to get us logged on to the show tonight. Anyway, it's great to be with everybody. You know what? It's been one of those 6 days, and thank God I'm back here with my friends. I can chill out and relax. It's wonderful. We are here on Pop Culture Stars, another edition on the VOC Nation. It's so good to have everybody here. We're all talking. We're all having a good time. First of all, as I like to do, I like to go down and introduce our hosts. The first one I want to introduce is the new BCW Battleground World Championship Wrestling World Champion, Papa Stro. How are you doing tonight?
That's a mouthful, but yeah, I'm doing great.
It was. It was a mouthful. Oh, I know it was. It's good to have you here. Well, but you're already a multiple world champion. You really are, and you're a world champion for us, too, because of the great things you do, and we're just so glad to have you here. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Great to be back. I got so much time coming up. I got two films filming this summer. Got a season three of Dust Series, May 30th. Music video I'll be on set for next week. Another film I'm going to be on set for in the fall. Thanks for popping, man.
That is great. We're proud of you. We want to hear more about it. Let me just say hello to everybody, and then you know what I'm going to do? Before I introduce our guest, if you would give us, because there are times in your career since I've known you, you're really doing so many great things. What I'd like for you to do is, after I introduce our hosts, I want to come right back to you and let you kind of fill us in on what's going on with Papa Stro before we meet our wonderful, wonderful guest tonight, Melissa Pierce. She's a great artist, and you can see her stuff online. The next person, one and only, the Arthur, I think that's what the movie was about. David Atwell.
Dudley Moore.
Arthur.
Dudley
that's
Moore.
Right. Arthur, how are you doing? How you doing, Dave?
Hey, I'm doing great. Outside here, spent my day redoing my wall of fame. And after a couple thousand trips up and down the ladder and everything today, I'm starting to feel it. But out here enjoying the wonderful weather, burning a cigar, having an adult beverage like I do every Wednesday night. And looking forward to hearing lots of good things tonight. Good to be on.
It'll be cool.
Remember, kids, don't try this at home.
Whatever you do. Right. The way I was doing
it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
Mom,
Bill, oh,
would
God.
Not have been proud.
Well, we're glad to have you here, Dave. We really are. Todd, how are you doing tonight?
Well, the Pop Culture Stars Enclave of the North. I am outstanding and supernatural. How is everybody else?
we're outstanding and natural light.
Outstanding and unnatural light. Oh, my God. That's good. We're glad you're here, Todd. We're glad you're outstanding.
Just stay away from the malt liquor and the bull, right? We'll crash into
that's
the
right.
wall, right?
Yeah, that's the one you don't want.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And we have our every week guest with us, our call-in dude, Justin. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up? Hey, Stro. Hey, Dave. Hey, Todd. How's everybody doing?
Hey,
how are you, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. I just got back from a well. I would say a little two day vacation in Virginia Beach. It was not too bad. Of course, mm-hmm. I was down there, and you guys know about all the women are from like overseas and all. Hey, they were hitting on me. I got a few numbers, so I'm chatting with them. Had a good time getting to know them some more. And met a girl.
Were any of their numbers 8675309? Just curious.
I think there were 757s. 757s.
Yeah, except they might have had a 1-900 prefix.
I was going to say, if they're a 900, don't dial it.
Definitely don't dial that one, because I think that's like a dating site or whatever.
Yeah. We can't tell you now, but if you call the hotline and press 1, option 2.
I definitely don't want to
do
that.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, but I met a...
$5.99.
Oh, that's interesting. Long.
I met a girl from Turkey. Met a girl from Turkey. I met a girl from Slovakia. A girl that was from the Virgin Islands. They were pretty cool, though.
Well, that's
Turkey
good.
And the Virgin Island. What a combination.
Turkey.
Gotta love it.
Turkey, Slovakia,
year,
and the Virgin Islands. Oh, yeah.
Virgin Islands. Turkey, Virgin Islands. Gotta love that combo.
Right. As long as you got gravy for Turkey.
Yeah.
All right. That's terrible. I'll probably get killed for that one. All right. And the one and only. The one host that we're so glad to have every week, ladies and gentlemen. From the Raleigh, North Carolina area, the Queen of Sparkle, Liz Brackett. How are you doing tonight?
If I was any finer, buddy, I'd be a frog hair split three ways, my friend.
Liz,
Carney, welcome back.
Liz, please take over at Captain Marvel, because Brie Larson sucks.
I think he'd be short of it.
You would rock it, Captain Marvel.
Man.
Seriously. You would rock it.
I think
you would.
I think you'd be pretty awesome at that.
I think you'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right. Well, good. Well, it's just another part of the world's most exciting crew. The best 1 hour and some number of minutes here on the internet. Pop Culture Stars. Now, we've got our guest, Melissa Pierce, is here. But, Melissa, first of all, hey, Melissa, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are y'all?
Hey, Melissa.
I'm glad to have you here. Melissa's awesome. We're gonna
glad that you're here. Justin, background noise, knock it off.
Some of us have met you before. I met you. Papa Stro met you down in Somerville. But I tell you what, if you're okay with it before, because we got plenty of time to talk with you tonight, Papa Stro said he had some really cool stuff that was going on. Can we let him fill us in? Is that okay, Melissa?
Absolutely. I'd love to hear it.
All right, Papa Stro, what you got going on, buddy?
Hey, Melissa, if the Queen of Sparkle doesn't want to be Captain Marvel, you'll be my next pick. You would definitely rock it out as Captain
Marvel.
Are
you already
awesome.
Filled me in? Oh, okay. I see what it
well,
is.
Well, I'm just saying if Liz don't want the gig, if Liz don't
no,
pass it on the gig, then I'd pass it on.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. I see what
either one of you would do better than Brie Larson. Oh, my
no,
God.
No,
either one of you would do better than Brie Larson. Lord have mercy.
I think you should just stop talking now.
I think I'm just
no,
so glad
I'm
that I'm not
started,
in this
baby.
Conversation.
I'm just getting started.
So this is
we give
oh
it the best lead
okay.
on this fire, baby. Oh, yeah.
I'm 2 weeks, and this is how I'm treated. Okay.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm saying, I'm putting you guys over. You guys, either one of you be better than Brie Larson. Brie Larson, good Lord, just like watching paint dry. Gosh.
Now you're just trying to flatter me.
No, it's true.
Job.
I shan't tell a lie.
Liz,
I shan't tell a lie.
At least we know you're better than watching paint dry.
See what
I'm
saying?
That doesn't make me feel good. I don't know what does.
Yeah. The gift that keeps on giving, Liz. The gift that keeps on giving.
Yep.
Keep getting that paintbrush out, man. It smells good. So, Papa Stro, what all have you got going on?
What are you doing that paintbrush, John? What are you doing that paintbrush? You're not sniffing it, are you?
No, I'm not.
That's not bad. That's not good for you.
I don't think it's called laughing. I think it's called huffing, and there's a difference.
It's better than Ajax, right?
Some people came in here and said it smells like garlic, and I said, yeah, it probably does. But.
Stay away from the Ajax. You don't want the Ajax or the paint.
You'll be soaking that elbow in some Windex in a minute.
Yeah, that Windex is bad, too.
So we're tied, Todd.
Oh, boy.
What was that? I'm sorry, right. What was that?
It said, so we're tied, Todd.
Tide Pods, yes. How How could I forget the Tide Pods? Oh, Lord.
Well, that ain't too shabby. It only took us 7 minutes to get to a tangent.
Oh, yeah. Well, lots going on, guys. Gonna be on set for a couple films this summer. One's a feature horror film, which I just shot the trailer for this past weekend. It's going to be amazing. It's a lot along the lines of Halloween and Friday the 13th and big time slasher film. So I really can't wait to tell you guys more about it. And the trailer will be out really soon for that one. Also doing a horror comedy called Supernatural Assassins. That'll be out soon. The trailer will be out soon as well. That we shot like last month. I'm getting ready to do a music video next week for a rock band, in which myself and the female lead will be involved heavily in. So I can't wait to tell you guys more about that. Season 3 of the Dust series we've been working on for quite a while now will be premiering May 30th on Facebook and YouTube on their respective channels, the USK series. Look it up on the search. And next, this coming fall, I'm going to be involved in a special film that the main character will probably some of you guys would easily recognize. So I can't wait to fill you in on that. The big announcement will begin June 3rd, actually, on that particular film. So, but yeah, a lot of things are happening, man, film-wise. So I'm really excited to tell you guys about it in the upcoming weeks.
All right. Well, that sounds great. We're looking forward to hearing more about that. I can tell you guys that our buddy Greg Cruz, the bloody man from the bloody dude from The Walking Dead, is going to start filming that great project of his in July. I'll fill in everybody about it. Culture stars can all go down and have a cameo in that, and I think it'll be great. It'll be down in Georgia. I was talking with Greg today. I think he's just a great guy. Gotten some funding for that project, so I'll fill all of you in offset, and we'll see if we could all go down and be in it. So I think it'd be good. And Papa Crow, thanks for all that work. Do what? Excuse me. Did what? I must be dying.
Who's working on the erector stick project in the back? That's what I like to know.
There's some construction going on in the background.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I'm actually doing inventory for some equipment
back
there.
Sounds like home improvement.
Don't expect anything else.
That's all right.
You know, I
did
this week in a row. I had to do this while I'm working.
Liz, you got your hammers back there, darling.
Well, duh.
Did you expect me to do anything else?
We should make a show about that all together, about Liz hammering stuff. That'd be great.
Liz gets hammered. I like it.
She's
got a story.
Well,
that's awesome.
I'm glad we're all here. One of our listeners just said, "Where's the link to the show? I got to make sure the link's up." And while I do that, I want to say hello, Melissa. How are you doing? I told you we had fun down here, didn't we? Down here, oh my goodness.
I'm sorry,
I couldn't
hear you. I said,
I
told you we have fun down here.
Can I do a proper intro for Melissa? You know, from the Allman Brothers song. Sweet Melissa.
Sweet Melissa.
Oh, yeah.
You got it. I got you, buddy.
Yes. Yeah. Sing it, girl.
That was a good tune, though.
Mm-hmm.
So Melissa, we met down in Somerville at the Revenge of the Geeks, and it was so much fun. You're such a talented artist, and then you showed up at the Georgia Bigfoot Festival, and you took it upon yourself to make an absolutely spectacular poster of this Cherokee legend called Spear Finger. And if everybody wants to go see it, you can go to CherokeeComicCon.com and you can see it. So now you've been an art. You're a great artist. It's kind of like we'd never met you. And so how long have you been doing your art? You do great posters, all kinds of stuff. So how long have you been doing that?
How long have I been doing that? I've been drawing. I guess if you want to go back in time, I've been drawing since I was like 5 years old, and I just never quit.
Yep.
What?
So you've been drawing since you were five, and you've never quit. That's really kind of cool.
Right. I was really inspired by Disney and Looney Tunes, and then when I was in middle school, I discovered Dungeons and Dragons. Actually, that was in high school, but I discovered anime and comic books.
Nice.
And then I was, hey, this is awesome.
Yeah. And it is kind of fun. It really is kind of fun. And now, what kind of things do you draw? Tell everybody about them, because, I mean, I think this is a little bit of a self-portrait of you. I have it on the Pop Culture Stars website. It's you with the green hair and the green lipstick. Is that you? I think it is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I actually have that outfit.
That's awesome.
And I try to dress up. It really depends on how I feel. But I try and dress up every comic convention that I go to. But I do have the green hair. I do have the green lipstick. But not now. I mean, late at night, so.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool. I think you're one of the three people on here who has started your art early. Now, I know Dave, when did you become an author? When did you start writing?
Oh, well, I did the same thing. I was writing all through school and all that kind of jazz, but actually, went ahead and got published in 2014 with the Hunger series. But much like Melissa, it's just one of those things that you start doing as a kid and you progress with it. And with God's grace, you're able to do it and make some money and keep the lights on. But it's very rewarding. And, what better job to have than one you like doing? You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
Yeah, amen. And if she's into comic books, I'm here to tell you. You know, it's funny, when I was growing up, now I'm long in the tooth, but, if you got caught reading a comic book back in the 70s and 80s, you know, you were put up against the wall, told to stand in the corner because everybody said it gave lousy literary skills and this, that, and the other. I'll be honest with you. When the first time I saw my son pick up a comic book, with him being visually impaired, and he said, yeah, I can see this, but I can't see my books. I said, right on, dude. We're going to read comic books from here on out. And by God, it's such a wonderful, wonderful world in the comic book industry, man. And it's just so much there and so much imagination that goes into it. So, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Being creative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Now, Liz, you're in the film and entertainment business. You're behind the scenes. You work for companies producing shows and everything. And we've had our fun times talking about what do you do on the set of a haunted house. As you remember that one, right,
yeah.
Liz?
Of course.
And so when did you start realizing your dream to be in the entertainment business?
I really think it depends on who you ask. If you ask my mother, she'll tell you it was when I was like five. If you ask me, it was probably when I was in early high school. I've always wanted to be a theater kid, though, so, like, I've always been in the arts. It's just a matter of, what avenue I decided to take. Like, at 11 years old, I was a certified light technician in the local theater because I liked lighting. And then I just kind of progressed from there. But there's a distinct video of me as a child in New York with my mom visiting family. and she loves to tell this story, and I hate that she's not the one telling this story, but she's like, hey, can you grab such and such for me? And I looked at her, and I said, I can't, in the most southern way you possibly sound, because I'm from the south. Anyways, I said, I can't, I'm tape recording. And that is the story that my mother loves to embarrass me with. So that was it. That was at like five.
Well, yeah,
it really
started early. Uh-huh. Well, that's cool. That's right. Now,
so,
Papa
yeah.
Stroh, you are an artist in the squared circle. You are an artist, truly an artist, inside the wrestling
ring. Other things.
Yes, but I'm just
that's,
saying for the one thing that I met you. Yeah, well, you're an artist in front of the camera too. But I think if I'm not mistaken,
I even do windows.
You do windows. Well,
mm-hmm.
you also play piano.
Sure do.
You were brought.
I do that too.
You were brought down from the rafters when the Maestro premiered in WCW, playing piano.
Oh God, that was years ago. That was years ago. Gee Lord, I've done a whole lot since then. Jeez.
Oh, we know that, but. As an artist, I guess, when did you start? Were you a little kid when
that's
you started becoming an
artist?
That's like
asking Sean Connery. You were great when you were just a child. Oh, I forgot about all those James Bond movies you did. And,
yeah.
All the other
that's true.
Film stuff, right?
It's all part of this incomparable charm.
No, it's part of good
humor. Yeah, I've done so much I've forgotten half of what I've done, but I've done quite a few things.
When would you say you started being an artist? Really, as a little kid, or did you grow up a little bit, you know, fourth, fifth grade, and then figure it out? When did you start being an artist?
Well, let's see. First, the earth cooled, then the dinosaurs roamed, and then we had... I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I mean, I started a lot of this when I was very young. I mean, my gosh, I was as a kid, just you know, in school and in academics, athletics, and taking art classes, and basically getting my education like everybody else, and you know, finding your niche in life. You know, just your talents that you're good at, and everybody has their talents that they're good at, and gifts, inner gifts that they're really good at. So, you know, some people it takes time. Some people they're naturals and take to it right away. So, you know, some things came naturally to me. Some things it took time for me to develop. I mean, like the acting, I've done theater, I've done plays. Shakespeare, Hamlet, Macbeth, you name it. And with that, and, you know, I've wrestled most of my life through high school, college, and pro, MMA, dabbled in kickboxing, you know, took catch wrestling at one time, dabbled a little bit with the boxing at one point, travel the world, different countries, you name it. I mean, just got to play with a band at one point, which was kind of cool. I sang, I played drums, piano. I'm still mastering the guitar a bit. Someday I'll master it, right? But I'm still learning the guitar. But even though I love the guitar very much, I played the flute, bass, trombone, you name it. I played violin at one time, actually. So, yeah.
Amazing.
It's been an interesting life. And the thing is, life is you're still learning new things. So the day you stop learning about life in general is the day you should just retire altogether. Right? You always want to be learning
exactly.
about stuff. So.
Yeah, I mean, and that makes sense. I mean, it really does. So yeah, so you're kind of the eternal student, like I am, and it's always good. It's always good to stay curious. I know, Melissa, when you're an artist, you're always looking at at other people's art and seeing how it compares to you, to what you do, and how you can integrate it into what you do. Am I right?
I'm sorry, I missed that last part.
I said, when you're out looking at other people's art, because I know as an artist, you look at what other people do. You certainly take what they do and see how it can integrate into what you do, correct?
Yeah, a little bit. I try.
Yeah, because you do a lot of what I would call fantasy artwork, correct?
Yes, sir, that would be correct.
Yeah, now where do you get, and by the way, I know we have Todd and still me yet to talk about art, so I haven't forgotten you, Todd. I wanted to ask Melissa a couple questions since she's our guest. Where do you get the ideas for some of those interesting monsters and pictures that you draw? Where do you get those ideas?
Well, first off, all right, so this one particular monster, and I wouldn't necessarily say that he's like a monster. He's more just like a forest dweller, more like a forest master, that I actually wrote a graphic novel on. Shirley is actually, like, book one is complete. You can find it on my Etsy at Woodland Studios.
Cool. Nice.
I'm really excited about that. So, okay. So, you know, this is kind of silly how it came about. It's like, you know how, you know, when you're a little kid and, you know, your parents are messing, you know, your parents are playing with you and they're like, here comes the tickle monster. And I got curious one day and I said, hey, what, is there actually anything like that in folklore, like actual folklore? And I found out there actually is.
Yes.
And I have done a lot of research, and I'm like, so what is this thing? And it's called Surlay. I have done so much research that I have actually tried to find the literal origin of where this of where Surlay came from. And it was back when I tried to explain it back at the campfire. The name Surlay came from Tengrism. Tengrism is a part of Mongolian religion. And Shirley was supposed to be like some kind of trickster person. Not a good one, but there was just a little bit of history about that. The Mongolians, everybody remembers the Mongolian Empire, and then they migrated west, and they settled in a place called Tatarstan, or however you pronounce it. And over time, they got converted over to Muslim, or to Islam, and then I think Ivan the Terrible saw that and said, hey, I want that city. And Ivan the Terrible is part of Russia. And he, quote-unquote, ganked it for himself, and now it's part of the Russian Federation. But there are people from, it's like a Mongolian, Turkey, like Turkic, Russian combination, and I think that just sort of spread throughout, you know, the rest of the continent, or not the continent, but like the rest of Russia. And so Shirley is actually literally a monster that was described as a forest dweller. Actually is literally a hairy Bigfoot, which I make a joke about in the comic, and he has a horn on top of his head. And he actually has a tail. He has the ability to grow or shrink as he pleases. He has the ability to take over, control the forest as it is his home.
Wow.
Yeah.
A unicorn.
I mean, he pretty much. That's
pretty cool.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. But, yes, a unicorn. But he has this thing for tickling other people. And he
tickling.
Especially, like many other, yes. And he
so
especially hates, hates it when people, of course, who would, you know, become, you know, like when woodcutters come into their home and chop down trees, and it's like, hey, man, why are you chopping down my home? I don't, and then I guess that's when the whole, I'm not really sure where the whole tickling thing comes in, because it's just, it doesn't really explain why. It just says, oh, he just likes to tickle people. And he also likes to, you know, take axes from woodcutters when they're not looking. But, yeah, I mean, it's big in Russia, especially in Tatarstan. They actually have a play. There is a, there's a, it's called Oh, My Native Tongue, or it's called Shirley, which is by it was either a Tatar or Bakshir poet named A. And that's where I got the description from. But he, I mean, he went on and said, you know, his, you know, he's got a big nose. He's got a horn on top of his head. Very hairy, woolly. He's got these long fingers, and he hides in the thicket. And he blends in with his surroundings. I mean, but, yeah.
Sounds like a haunted house behind you.
Yeah, and I got so fascinated. I'm just like, this guy's kind of cool. What would happen if I gave him a you know, a friend? And then all of a sudden, I started doing little scenarios and sequences and drawing them out. And then I'm like, and all of a sudden, you know, I had a beginning. And then I'm like, well, let's see what happens if I post this. And I ended up gaining like a small following on DeviantArt. It was great. It is great. I was surprised. I didn't think anybody would be interested. At least, but apparently there are people interested. You know, it really just goes to show you. You know, if you think, even if you think that your thing, your idea isn't, you know, your idea never works. It'll be, you know. If you post it, you'll be surprised the niche that you find.
That's fascinating.
But yeah, I take a lot of my stuff from old folklore. I'm inspired by Dungeons and Dragons. I do watch a lot of anime, or used to, but folklore, just folklore
awesome.
In general. Old stories. I mean, my husband even got me 2 books that are based on ancient Russian legends.
Cool. That sounds a lot better than the current Game of Thrones season playing right now. But yeah,
I like Game of Thrones.
I do too. That's a problem. I love this series.
Yeah.
But what are they doing to it? Oh my lord.
Hey, I got a question, Melissa. When speaking of Game of Thrones, and you were referencing Dungeons and Dragons, their dragons are definitely not Gary Gygax dragons, are they?
The dragon on Game of Thrones?
What? Right. They're you know, because like blue dragons and Dungeons and Dragons they're going to fire lightning.
Okay. First off, dragons have 4 legs and wings. What Daenerys has is a wyvern. Like,
tell him, girl.
Wyvern.
Yes.
I mean, that, and that's what, by the way, that's what Smaug was, or Smaug, however they pronounce it. But,
Smaug.
Smaug.
He's a dragon. He is considered a dragon. Also a wyvern.
He's a red dragon.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So
sounds like
I mean,
Jesus. We need to turn you loose on Krampus. That's one of our guys.
Krampus. Yes.
Lord Krampus.
But you're right. Those are dragons. What Daenerys has, that's not a dragon. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, Melissa, how would you be at drawing the Krampus? You think you'd be good? I think you'd be good at drawing.
Oh, God, here we go.
Wait, what?
Oh, Krampus is my style.
We get Krampuses every now and then, and they kind of hurt, so that's why we kind of don't.
Yes. Because the collective we, meaning me, are projecting a Krampus, the second International Krampus Festival in Charleston. And it might be a lot of fun. Now, Papa Stroh is going to be if he will consent, he is the patron saint of Dr. John running the Krampus Festival. He earned his wings back last year during the first Krampus Festival. So,
I earned something. That's for sure. Krampus was Krampus.
I tell you what you earned, Papa Stroh. You earned being one of the best friends anyone could have and putting up with me as worried as I was. But, yeah, Melissa, I bet you could draw a heck of a Krampus, couldn't you?
Oh, yes. I would be thrilled. In fact, I am going to be drawing a Krampus, and I will be attending as a vendor there.
Awesome.
If you've got spaces.
No,
Brady Hicks
no,
of VOC Nation, by the way, is a big Krampus fan. Huge Krampus fan.
Is he
just
really?
Saying. He loves the Krampus.
Oh, we got to get Brady to come down to the Krampus Festival. That'd be a blast.
That'd
be a
great.
Blast.
Tremendous.
I know. Now, listen, in case you don't know, Brady runs this wonderful network we're on called VOC Nation. He's a super guy. And, we'll talk about the Krampus, absolutely, for sure.
If we're going to bring up Brady, we'll talk to him for losing all the weight.
Yeah, congrats,
Brady. Yeah, he's looking
Brady.
Great, man. He's looking great.
Yeah, that is really cool. But I was going to say that, Melissa, you were talking about it's amazing how you can have a small niche, but you can have a lot of fans in that niche that you just didn't know about, right?
Right.
And so, and I'm looking here. There's this guy that was at, and I can't remember, there is Bedlam 57, and they were at the Revenge of the Geek. And I found out this guy draws really great pictures of Edgar Allan Poe, and I mean really great. He said, it's all I can draw, but I draw a lot of them. And so it's like whenever I see him now, I try to pick up one of these great pictures of Edgar Allan Poe, and I really like them. You know, I don't know if they're going to be valuable or not one day. I don't care. I just like them. And don't you find, Melissa, that you're – because you have fans, and they just really do – you know, they love the work you do. I know they do, don't they?
Yes, I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean, they do, and it's always fun to meet people that really like what you do. It's really rewarding that, you know, people understand that what you do, what you care about is really a good thing. It's a lot of fun thing. It's like we wouldn't have Justin on here tonight if he didn't like pop culture stars and met him on Papa Stroh's show, WCW Retro. So, you know, fans become friends, and friends really like your work, and it pulls together a great support network for artists. And And I think it's really important. Now, what kinds of things are you looking to morph into in the future? Because I mean, we know you got some great work. You did this magnificent picture of Spearfinger, and Spearfinger, if anyone doesn't know, is a legendary Cherokee character. Has one long finger, which has magic power. And so I was talking
it was
about
in relation to Goldfinger, but thank you for that. Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Well, that's Butterfinger's uncle.
Oh, I love Butterfingers. I love Butterfingers. They're so good.
I don't. I like M&M's, but that's okay.
Well, they.
I'm not
going to
go there.
Both of those
beat
the middle.
Oh my God, M&M's.
I'm sorry. I like
both of those beat the middle.
Those special M&M's.
Oh no. And I like Mrs. Edwards' key lime pie, but we won't even go there. It's great.
Oh, Butterfinger's so, great, though. It's got the peanut butter. Oh, it's so good.
It's kind of better on top of pie, man. It really is. Like,
oh,
I don't know. But whatever. Yeah. So Melissa, you're doing all the what are the favorite fantasy characters? We don't want to call them monsters because in general they're not. What are the favorite fantasy caricatures you like to do, and what do you kind of want to move into? Because I know all artists. Oh, by the way, tell everybody how you draw electronically. When people come to your table, you do these marvelous electronic drawings of them, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. Actually, it's actually the way that I attract people. I have what's called a Wacom Cintiq. It's literally a screen display that I can put my hand on and I can draw. It's a lot like it's an older version of what the iPad Pro and Pencil would be, but it has Photoshop, so you know it's way better. By the way,
I am
a Photoshop junkie. Right out of high school and into college, they started teaching us Photoshop. So I started out with like Photoshop 5, and now I've been working with it for like 19 years now.
I tried
to migrate to other programs, you know, and like Procreate and stuff like that. And while it's great, nothing just compares to my Photoshop. I love Photoshop.
Procreation rocks.
I will. My setup is, you know, I'll have my computer. I'll have my computer and my screen, and then I'll have a third screen. So my husband and I, my husband sets that up, but we'll bring in. I'll triple screen everything, and people can watch while I draw their character. And I'll try and get it done, you know, within like a timely manner. A lot of people are just like, wow, you can do this so quickly.
Oh my gosh. That's really cool.
Thanks. I have to say I gained my speed after I got out of college working as a caricaturist for Busch Gardens, Florida.
Nice.
Cool.
So that's where I got that speed. So, I try and that is just really much easier for me anyway. And then I can just email them their picture and they can be on their way. But yeah.
Well, that's really cool. Like when we do our caricatures, Carolina caricatures, we draw them, we just hand them to them. But I know a lot of folks are getting to where they want to email into them because, you know, folks like that. But we still have those clients that want to come there and they just want to get a picture, you know, that they can take home with them. So it's really cool. You know, so you're really kind of a natural-born artist. I've seen your stuff. Where do you want to go with your skill and what you want to do? Where do you want to take this? Oh, that's a terrible question, isn't it?
It's not.
But at least you're laughing, so that's good. Yay.
Where I want to take this, I want to do some self-publishing. I just want to get my art out there, and I don't know. I kind of want a brick-and-mortar store.
Oh, look at you. There we go.
Or.
Wow, someone got the radio on or something?
Justin.
My fault.
Mute, baby, yep. Mute.
But,
that background noise,
yeah.
Dude.
But yeah, no. Really, I'll just go wherever my art takes me. I mean, the goal is to finish the Shirley series, which I have no idea how many books I'm actually going to write. I thought I was going to just do like a one-off short, you know, of a book, and then I'm like, I've got too much stuff I want to write in that. And oddly enough, I keep thinking, because like before I came up with Shirley, I was going to write about a monster. It's like a monsters versus aliens, but they're not really monsters anymore. It's more like Bigfoot and like forest people versus aliens, kind of. So.
Dr. John's neighborhood.
Do what?
I was. Getting...
That sounds like Dr. John's neighborhood. Aliens and Bigfoot.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. I was just getting ready to say something, and I said, just wait, because Papa Stroh's going to say it anyway. Oh, yeah. The Bigfoot and Forest people,
no,
they're great.
No, it was really interesting when I met Papa Stroh and John, Dr. John. I actually ended up meeting another friend of his, Robin McCrae, and it turns out, you know, we don't live, you know, we don't live too far from one another, but he talks about Bigfoots and stuff. Like, we talk about Bigfoots all the time, and, like, I'm absorbing all of this information, and I keep thinking to myself, and I finally told her last night, because I've been wanting to tell her since we met, I'm like, you know, it's really, really funny, because I was thinking about starting a comic book based on, like, the Bigfoots, and, you know, how they're actually guardians of the Earth, and, you know, they protect the Earth from, like, outside alien invaders, like a better, like Men in Black, but better. And they take crystals and they put them into these wood hollows, and they, like, blast energy out, and they're better than, like, nuclear warheads to destroy alien spaceships. I mean...
Wow.
I
knew Papa Stroh would love that.
Oh, man.
I thought that was kind of silly at first, but now I'm going back and rethinking. I'm like, But
not that silly, is it?
No, it's not.
It's not. And it's interesting. And you know, the escape to what some people would call fantasy and some of us would call our other reality, it's good for you. I just think it is. It's a positive thing. I know Dave Atwell. Now, Melissa, there's a running joke on this show, because I love conspiracy theories, and so the rest of the crowd lumps conspiracy theories, all my big stuff, and my Anna Nicole Smith conspiracy theory. I just want you to know, because, Melissa, an Anna Nicole Smith joke is going to happen before the show's out. It's just going to happen. So let me ask you this, Melissa.
Poor Melissa, she had no idea what she was getting herself into.
Wait a minute.
I know. I told you she'd be fun. So, dear, what is your favorite conspiracy theory? What is your favorite one?
Oh, man. conspiracy theory. I've never thought about it. Honestly, I have not thought about it.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
We'll have you back and you can tell us. How about that? Another one that my colleagues don't know about is one of my favorite conspiracy theories is about the John Kennedy assassination. But I don't even know what to make of it. So because of that, I collect John Kennedy 1964 half dollars. I'm a voracious collector of Kennedy 64 half dollars, which are silver. And it just, you know, I just look at. Do what, Papa Stroh? You were getting ready to ask a question.
Too bad is it Ted Kennedy. He can put the heat on Frank Drebin from Police Squad.
I know the band the Dead Kennedys were a great band. But Melissa, this might be before your time. There was a band called the Dead Kennedys, and they really were popular. They were huge time popular, and I loved them. And I thought anything about the Kennedy family was great. So you know, I'll admit it. You got Bigfoot, Anna Nicole, and the Kennedys. I mean, you can't beat that. But you know, whatever. But yeah, that's really cool that you've got these great ideas. You want to do art, and you are magnificent at art. And again, everybody, please go to CherokeeComicCon.com to see Melissa's work on Spearfinger. It is spectacular, number one. Number two, she's a writer. Now, Dave Atwell, you are now charged with talking sometime to Melissa, because hopefully Melissa and her husband Josh will be at the Cherokee Comic Con. Hopefully you will be, and I'll put you guys right next to each other. You guys can talk about writing, because Melissa, this dude Dave is a pretty good writer, and he's got some ideas, and I hope that I can hook the two of you up to talk about writing.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I would love that. You were just... I would love that. And yes, we are making. I mean, it's funny. I got a cousin that lives in Whittier, which is not too far down from Cherokee. So,
cool.
I'm gonna go and hit him up for a place to stay. And yeah, we will be there.
Yeah, for
we
everybody
will be there
to come and stay.
I will not miss that.
That'd be great.
Well, no,
yeah,
some of us,
too,
some of us may.
Bounce some ideas, because we were speaking on self-publishing earlier, and another good friend of ours, Josh Mayers, is another fine young artist out of Jacksonville here. He's part of the crowd.
Absolutely.
We've spoken many a times about doing the old peanut butter and chocolate thing, where he does the art and I do the writing.
Yeah.
And doing a graphic novel series. So, yeah, I've got all kinds of ideas in my head. It's just you can't draw and write at the same time. So, of course, it kind of, you know, there's multitasking and then there's just absurd. So got to concentrate on one or the other. But, you know, never stifle the creativity. That's one of the best things. Anybody who's who has the creativity in their soul, man, exercise it. You see a kid drawing something, get behind it. Because
Absolutely.
Dave, I don't know what your issue is, because I can drool and write any time. Oh, you said draw, not drool.
And I've seen you in action, young man. You do well.
Hey, can we sing that song Running Bear? Where you get a Cherokee? That'd be great. You know,
Pop,
little white
get up there.
Da 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 da. That'd be great.
Have a great time. But we really are.
You know what? I
think
I've seen that movie once.
Actually,
movie?
I think they do have. I've been to Cherokee a couple of times myself. They do have like around in the summer. They have like traditional dancing. Displayed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like out on the main strip?
I want to dance with the Indians. That'd be awesome.
They'll dance with you, Papa Stroh. I'll talk to them tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. It should be a lot of fun. But yeah, I mean,
can't
we had a good time up at the Cherokee Comic Con. In fact, plug for tomorrow night's Scary Cast. We're going to talk about two upcoming events. We're going to talk about the Space Conference, and that's going to be in Spruce Pine, North Carolina. And that is the Spruce Pine Alien Conference. We're going to talk about UFOs June 15th and 16th.
Wonderful.
So that's really cool. Then comes Cherokee Legends Comic-Con, Cherokee, North Carolina at the Cherokee Fairgrounds. Just going to be a blast. We're working really hard to put everything together right now, and tickets go on sale here in about 2 days. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So tomorrow night we're going to talk about those two great events. We will have, of course, one of the stars of one of those events, Papa Stroh, who's one of the stars of the Cherokee Comic-Con. That's going to be going up tomorrow morning on the website. But I think everyone's looking forward to it. Melissa will be one of the starring artists. Melissa, you still there? You still coming to Cherokee, right?
I am still coming to Cherokee. I am any event that I'm coming to any event that you have, but like any event that's in the mountains, I am in love with the mountains. I will go.
All right. I will. Fantastic.
I'm channeling some John Denver, you know, West Virginia Mount Mama. It's just the whole mountain thing.
I got in trouble in West Virginia sometime.
Tom,
I'm not going back.
The artist Bob Ross, who's painting on TV, is like, let's add some trees. Yeah, let's add some trees. Let's add a little bit of field over there.
And if you have a problem, turn it into a bird. Papa Stro, you remember, if you have a problem, turn it into a bird.
Let's put some clouds over here.
Melissa, can you do some Bob Ross stuff, Melissa?
Painting and oil.
Are you still there?
I never painted it. I'm sure if I followed along with his
Bob
instructions,
Ross,
I would probably get to learn. A little bit about Bob Ross, actually. Did you know that he was actually a drill sergeant in the military?
Yep. Yeah.
And
Well, if he was a drill sergeant, there was the Army, and whether they're military, that's questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he started painting because he had anchor issues. After he retired, he
of
even
the river stood.
And what it was is that his first marriage didn't exactly pan out. So anybody would get really upset over their first divorce. I mean, whether things worked, because things didn't work out. They told him, hey, start painting. Maybe this will help, and it'll help with your anger management issues, and it did. And art's got a very interesting, calming, and almost obsessive way, that it grabs a hold of you. You just once you start drawing, I mean, you can't quit. I can't quit. Everybody's like, oh, you're so talented. You're so talented. I'm like, I appreciate that, but at the same time, I've been working for years and years and years on my talent and skill, just to acquire a lot of skills. And I didn't just teach, myself. I went to college for it. I actually have a bachelor's degree in animation. And every job after college, it had to do with art, whether it be caricatures or, graphic design, Photoshop, photo manipulation and stuff like that. Now, getting into my own thing, doing comics and doing comic conventions and doing art. I mean, it just has this weird, it's weird. It's just, it's an obsession almost.
I was going to throw out that art-wise, let's say conventional, if you will. I was thinking about the I love throwing clay on a wheel. It's been decades since I've done it, but making something as simple as a coffee cup on a wheel, it is awesome. Because there's some pretty solid concentration to be able to make that happen and stuff, and if you want to make two cups that are alike, that takes a level of concentration. Doing that with the clay, you got to get it solid. You got to make sure that not going to freaking burst in the fuel and all that kind of stuff. So big fan of the pottery wheel. But you just talked about the relaxing thing, and I'm going to tell you my boss and I had a conversation the other day because I bought a lawnmower for my son and his wife for their housewarming gift. They bought their first house. And it may not be considered a conventional art, but let me tell you, when you get that yard done, there is a calming, a satisfactory, wonderful thing
about being out there having that yard absolutely dark. And I will tell you, that is one of the most rewarding cold beers in life, is after the yard is done. And the sense of satisfaction is really fun.
Hey, Liz, are you still there?
I think
she has.
I think she has left.
She's dropped off?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask her about a couple of things. But it's okay.
She'll be back with us next week. Thank goodness. We're glad to have her just for a little bit of time tonight. Liz is always wonderful. She really is. And, but yeah, it's wonderful what art can do for you. I used to be a musician. I'm still a musician, but I still try to get back to it whenever things get a little too stressful, like they always do. Oh my goodness.
So I tell you what, Melissa, what is your closing message? What did I do, Pop Stro? What did I say?
It just dawned on me. Melissa, Dr. Jarvin kind of reminds me of Captain Lassard from Police Academy, because he just has that distinct radio voice. He would talk, you know, how Captain Lassard is like, "We have many, many, many wonderful things here at the Police Academy."
Johnson, as far as the eye can see.
John, I have not seen that movie, but I gotta say, I mean,
it's great.
He's definitely got that announcer voice. I gotta tell you,
yeah.
It's
many,
great.
Many wonderful things.
I mean, you better be careful about reading some of the things I write, because I'm back to writing the Bigfoot column now. I've been writing it for 6 months, and it's been the most fun. You know, I didn't know that I could write I'm just as boring in writing as I am in leading a discussion, but that's okay. As long as you got your friends here, that's what really matters.
It's great.
No, you're not. You've been fantastic.
No. I love Captain Lassard. He still makes those movies, the Police Academy movies. They're awesome.
Yeah. All right. I'll have to check that out. I don't remember that. I tell you what, and after I've had money.
When you see Captain Lassard, Dr. John, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's amazing how you guys like parallel.
I'm
sure.
That is funny. I haven't thought about it.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Oh,
so
God.
Amazing.
That was probably a quote for Dr. Lassard, but anyway. Yeah, I guess that's what happens when you do too many paranormal when you do too many paranormal podcasts. You know, I guess that's what happens, but love what I do. I'm living the dream. Talk about living the dream every day. It'll kill you. So, but that's all right. So, Melissa.
My problem is things aren't paranormal. They're abnormal.
They're abnormal. You know,
like
abnormal.
Young Frankenstein.
Thank you, Mel Brooks. Thank you, Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks, what a great.
What's up?
What a great comedic mind. He was just one of the funniest things in the world. Anyway, Melissa, we want to thank you, first of all, for being here. Now, we're not done yet. It takes this group 15 minutes to say goodbye. You know what I mean? So, first of all, you've been a wonderful guest. You've told us some really cool things about you. And everybody, go check out her Etsy page. Please go check out CherokeeComicCon.com. See that incredible picture of the Indian legend, and it's just really, it's great stuff. And she did it sitting there in Farmhouse Donuts in Clayton, Georgia, and she said, "I'll just draw your poster. This is ridiculous. You need a poster." I said, "Yep." So she starts drawing it, and I said, "Oh my God, that looks great." So everybody go to CherokeeComicCon.com and take a look at it. So so Melissa, you will be your date.
Yes,
your dates are coming up soon. You'll be at the Lizard Man Festival along with me and Papa Stro, and hopefully Dave Atwell. Dave Atwell, are you going to be at Lizard Man? Maybe not.
I'm going to give it a shot. Like I said, still trying to find out what's going on with one of these contracts we've got, and in the event I can make it, I will be there.
Okay, well, we want you to be there, Papa Stro, and I'll have a great. It'll be a great time. Melissa and Josh will be there. You need to. Everybody needs to meet Josh, her husband. He is one of the nicest people. He really is. And as a couple, they are a lot. They are like the dynamic duo. Actually, they're better than. They're not. They're not, actually you're better than the dynamic duo because the dynamic duo is Batman and Robin. So y'all are a whole lot better than Batman and Robin. God, nobody laughed at my joke. Oh, nobody laughed at my joke.
You guys haven't seen Police Academy. Oh my God!
I'm absolutely flattered.
I can't believe you guys haven't seen Police Academy. Wow, who hasn't seen Police Academy?
Wow, wow, wow! I know.
Good Lord,
I am so flattered. We are so flattered.
Anyway, yeah, y'all are the dynamic duo. You're better than the dynamic duo, and my co-hosts are absolutely, they are the coolest people. It's like every week, by the time Wednesday night comes around, I'm in such a bad, depressed mood, and I say, I'm never going to do this podcast. And I get on here, and I have to do a million more, because this group of people puts me in the best mood, and that makes me keep from sounding like Captain Lassard or whoever and all that. Oh, I see the picture.
You sound like him right now.
Thank you, Bob.
Great.
Thank you.
The funny thing is, throw he does. That's
and
funny.
And I definitely I definitely relate to that. You know, I've throughout the whole, you know, throughout when I started my little Comic-Con, you know, circle, I met a really lot of cool people,
yeah.
Like, you know, Christopher LeBeau. There's A-Pen. There's Bedlam, which they partner together. They are
they're the best.
I love them. We love them to death. Like me and my husband Josh love them to death. We were just talking. We had dinner with them not too long ago on Saturday. We were like talking up a storm, and we were talking up like art and stuff. And then, you know, we meet really cool people like you, John, and Papa Stroh, and Robin, and Pat, and it's just. We have all been like, oh my gosh, we have found our people, and I'm like, yes, this is where we need to be.
We are excited. Good.
You're excited.
I got two things
absolutely
that are important. Number one, I was telling you about this Edgar Allan Poe stuff. That is Bedlam, and he's the guy that works with A-Pen. And his Edgar Allan Poe stuff is just spectacular. I need to just take a picture of this, and I'll put it up there. And number two, as usual, I can't remember what I was going to say, so at least I got the first one out. But, yeah, and we're so glad to have you here. And I'll tell you what, dear, anytime you want to come on and bring joy and cheer, just like the Queen of Sparkle does, you are welcome to be on here, okay?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, come on over. You're fun. You're fun. You're a lot more
Thank
fun.
You.
You're a lot more fun than Captain Lassard, golly, or whoever I am. You know,
oh
you're a lot
God.
More fun than me.
Picking on John.
Oh, when do you watch Captain Lassard? He brocks it. He makes those Police Academy movies. He's awesome. He is the man.
I tell you what, Dave, Papa Stroh, Liz, and Todd make this show. And I'm just glad they let me tag along, so it's fun. So anyway, number one, we're glad you're on here. And what we do is Papa Stroh has taught me a lot. He really has. He's a smart guy, and he runs this amazing show called WCW Retro. And what he does is he has the plug time. Right, Papa Stroh?
Yeah.
That's right. And so what we do is we go around the room. This is a virtual room. But we go around the room and we say what's coming up and all this good stuff. And so I'm going to start with – I like to start with Todd because Todd plugs his people. Who are you going to plug, Todd?
All right. Given the art thing, I'm going to plug Fred Farsham, who was one of my art teachers in high school. And when I was playing with trying to deal with credits from transferring high schools, he was one of those guys that, and he did it at a cut rate, let me hire him as a tutor and give me a credit for an art course during the summer. But Fred Farsham, sitting down in his basement, him trying to teach me brush stroke technique for painting. But the real fun was the quality that we did throwing pottery on his wheel, and that was just an absolute blast. So, Fred Farson, thank you.
Go Fred. Fred sounds like a cool dude. Well, that's great. That's a brilliant, brilliant plug. Dave Atwell, who you gonna plug tonight?
I don't know if it's a who as much as it is a what it turns into a who. Is going back to what I was saying earlier about the creativity. I'm sitting here flipping through Facebook as we're talking, and Will Williams, our another one of our crowd. Here's a guy, here's a young man who writes and makes films and acts, and he's posting art on here that he does. So again, we're speaking on Melissa, going from school age, right on up. We look at guys like Josh Mayers, we look at people like Will, and I'm going to be honest with you, if you ever don't ever stifle that creativity in yourself and don't do it around people, and if you see it in children, get behind it. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to. I know it's cliched nowadays that if a kid's drawing a monster, oh, got something wrong with him, and this kid's going to be the next Columbine. No, he's not. He stimulate the creativity. Get behind it, because you'd be amazed at just how therapeutic. Anything, writing, music, art, gardening, do any of that kind of stuff. It's just so therapeutic. And by God, I think if more people spend a little more time on their creative side than their angry side, the world would be a whole hell of a lot better place. So, amen. Congratulations, Melissa. Please keep it up. Looking forward to seeing more stuff. And, my God, creativity, folks. Ride it.
Yeah.
You
oh,
got
thank
it.
You.
You got it. You got. You really
hey,
got
Dave,
it. All right, Melissa.
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
I got a quick question for Dave.
Hit me.
All right. What do you call a monkey crossing a minefield? boom.
Ha. Oh, nice shooting, Tex. Well done. Outstanding. I'm a sucker for them third grade jokes, man. That's rich.
Well, that's what I always get from you, Dave. That's why we love you. That's right. You've hit your level. The third grade jokes.
Dave is so good to hit Kevin with that tomorrow at work.
Oh man. Well done.
Mine are the second grade jokes, so that's good.
Oh,
Melissa
man.
Pierce, our crown guest for the evening. You've been so wonderful to have you. What have you got to plug? What you got coming up? What you got? What you going to be doing? Tell us what's up.
All right. First, I want to plug A-Pin and Bedlam. If it wasn't for A-Pin, I would not have ever met you, John. Honest to God.
That's right.
I absolutely adore those two. And I'm very, very grateful because we met on the subject of anxiety and depression at a local con because he wore a pin wore a thing that says so depressed. And he gave me the pin after I sat there and I talked to him and Bedlam about some of the stuff that I was going through. And they can relate. I mean, they went through the same, they went through similar things. I mean, everybody handles depression and anxiety differently. Everybody has a different story. I mean, so no one's, more than the other. But, honestly, if it wasn't for those two, I would not be on the show. So, yes, please go and visit A-Pin on Instagram and Bedlam on Instagram. They are the coolest people, especially if you like scary stuff. Bedlam is just amazing at it. And so is A-Pin. They've got A-Pin and Bedlam. They're very diverse style wise, but it's great the way they mesh together. It's just fantastic.
Well, Melissa, here's the real story about how we met. Because I know Papa Stroh. Papa Stroh introduced me to Adam Helm at Battleground Championship Wrestling. And we decided to do that event together. And so I said, I have got to have some artists. I have no artists. So I sent a message to A-Pin on Messenger. I said, please, got to have some artists there. A-Pin said, sure, we'll be there. I said, great. I said, do you know anybody else? Please, please let me know. Then about 2 days later, it's like, Melissa, boom, boom, boom. I said, okay, thank you. So all thanks go back to Papa Stroh, because Papa Stroh is the reason this whole show is happening. Rob,
that
you did
is
a
true.
Good job.
That,
you?
That is true.
Rob,
so
you did,
thank
you
Papa
did a great
Stroh.
Job. And we're going
to. And thank you for reaching out to A-Pin.
I wouldn't have.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. They're great. Papa Stroh, what you got to plug? You got a bunch of stuff to plug, and we love that.
Tomorrow night, WCW Retro Podcast, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time of HereYourReviewsNation.com. Season 3 of Dust Series, like I mentioned earlier, will be beginning May 30th on the respected YouTube and Facebook pages. Just type in DUSK Series in the search for both Facebook and YouTube. Be looking out for Supernatural Assassins trailer coming soon. You can check out their website at SupernaturalAssassins.com. I'll be posting more information on my social media about the upcoming feature horror film we'll be filming this summer, as well as the one we'll be filming this fall. Before the latest in TV, wrestling, film, and merchandise, go to my official website, destro.com, for THESTRO.com. For all the latest on TV, wrestling, film, and merch, just click on the merchandise link to check out all the Papa Stroh merchandise, which I have new merchandise on sale as we speak. Facebook at Stroh the Maestro, Twitter at Sign the Stroh, Instagram at Stroh Maestro, and subscribe to YouTube channel at Stroh Maestro. And always a pleasure to be on here with you guys.
We love you, Papa Stroh. Thanks for everything you bring to the table, which is a ton. We really appreciate you. Justin, what do you got to plug? Justin's still here, yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, you can plug tomorrow night on WCW Retro. How's that?
Yep. Yeah, I'll be on there.
Rock and roll. All right, and what I've got to plug, you're going to laugh. Everybody's going to laugh. First two things. Number one, tomorrow night, 11 p.m., the Scary Cast. We're going to talk about space, the Spruce Pine UFO Con, and then we're going to talk about the Cherokee Legends Comic Con. That's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tomorrow night, 11 p.m., VOC Nation. And then this weekend, Cody and I will be our first appearance at the Charleston Beer Festival. Papa Stroh, you know I'm going to love that, right?
I'm sure.
That's right. Noon until 7 p.m., Charleston Beer Festival. Just type that in, check it out. It's all for a great cause. And so just check it out. We'll be there. Come get a caricature. Come laugh with us and drink some good craft beer. So I want to say to the world's greatest crowd, I can't thank you enough. You're the high point of my weekend, or my week. The weekend's coming up. So thanks a lot from Pop Culture Stars to Papa Stroh, Dave Atwell, Todd, Liz Brackett, who had to leave, drop out, and our guest, Melissa Pierce. Melissa, you were great. You're such a breath of fresh air to a bunch of cranky old dudes. We loved you, so thanks a lot.
Aww. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you.
Yeah, it was great having you. Tell your husband Josh hello. Tell our good friends Robin and Pat hello. Robin and Pat, greetings from Pop Culture Stars. We'll just have you guys on here. Oh, you know what? One time we'll just have Robin and Pat and you and Josh. And now that'll be – nobody knows what to expect on that one. It'll be crazy, won't it, Melissa?
It will be. It will be great. We will have so
we'll
much fun.
We'll sneak up on them and all that. So thanks a lot. It is almost time for us to turn into a bunch of pumpkins, but we're not going to be a bunch of pumpkin pies. We're just going to be pumpkins, whatever that means. Thanks a lot, everybody. Thanks, Brady Hicks, for establishing VOC Nation and having us on here. We love being on here. Pop Culture Stars, the iconic place to be for true pop culture. Take care. Thanks, Melissa Pierce. Thanks to everybody else. Take care. Love all of you. I'll give the round of phone calls after the show. Take care. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
Later.
And